Omaha. The Mavericks deal Dakota their first conference setback. Dynamic Denver delivers a dandy half dozen decisions. And the nation's top conference gets some national TV coverage. Those stories plus much more straight ahead on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Four-game ticket packages start at the low price of $60. Purchase your Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich. Well, North Dakota had everything going their way. A number one ranking, no losses in the last 15, plus playing 13 straight at home without suffering a setback. But Omaha wasn't in awe. Instead, they played awesome, as we hear from Donnie Barnes on the Mavericks Radio Network.
Now Keck back to Jordan. They attack and they score. Zach Jordan makes it 4-2 Omaha. He played catch with Tristan Keck and got it back at the bottom of the right circle. Wristed it low along the ice, inside the near post and in. 4-2 UNO.
Zach Jordan's goal holds up as the game winner as the Mavs double up on North Dakota 6-3. The series would end in a split, but still stunning the number one team in the land should lead to more success for Omaha. So says their captain, Dean Stewart.
Yeah, you know what? I like our group this year. Obviously, the big win in North Dakota is going to help us as far as with confidence and things like that. And I think we're not going to be thinking about what they've done in the past. And just kind of look forward to the weekend and play to our strengths and just worry about ourselves. And I think if we can do that, then we should be okay this weekend.
Stewart and his teammates return home to host Denver. Another tough test as DU rides into town with a six-game winning streak of their own, thanks to a series sweep of St. Cloud State. Game one was in doubt until the final frame. The Huskies looking for the equalizer on the power play, but DU captain Ian Mitchell had other ideas on the Pioneers radio network.
And now Mitchell drives ahead off the left side.
Mitchell scores! Coast to coast, and he gets it to go! 4-2 Pios!
That goal capped off a fantastic night for the junior defender as Mitchell picked up a season-high 3 points in a 6-3 win. Mitchell earning NCHC Defenseman of the Week honors for his efforts and now is up to 18 points on the season. Denver then completed the sweep with a 5-3 win in Game 2. Now, North Dakota didn't stay down long after their ridiculous run was done. A fabulous first got UND right back on the track as they lit the lamp three times in the opening period, kicked off by Casey Johnson.
First shot, save, rebound, Johnson shoots and scores! Casey Johnson rips one on the rebound. His first goal of the season, his first point of the season, and it's a 1-0 North Dakota lead.
Our thanks to Tim Hennessy on the UND Radio Network. North Dakota rolls to a 4-1 win to earn a split with Omaha. Now they head to Miami to kick off coverage of the NCHC on the CBS Sports Network. The Redhawks, fresh off a split of their own with CC, scoring a season-high 6 goals, should make for great television on Friday night. Miami head coach Chris Bergeron feels his team is improving each and every week.
I think we're setting a new bar for ourselves, right? We set a new bar for ourselves at Bowling Green. Then I think we raised that bar just a little bit at CC on the Friday night. And the objective is to get to that bar more of the time and then hopefully raise it just a little bit. And obviously, this weekend we'll get a big-time challenge for sure.
Meanwhile, the Tigers will be in Kalamazoo to tangle with Western Michigan. CC should be in a good mood after witnessing the performance of Troy Conzo in Game 2 against the Redhawks.
Rizzola gets control over on the right side. He'll chip it off the boards out to center ice. Here's Kazi. Kazi down the right side. Sends it back. Here's a shot and a goal! Troy Conzo gets his second of the period. It's 3-0.
That's Ken Landau on the Tigers Radio Network. Konzo's second of the night is the game winner as CC wins it 4-2. And for his efforts, the Junior Tiger is this week's NCHC Forward of the Week. But for Konzo, just being back on the ice is a victory for him after missing 13 games due to an injury.
Obviously being injured the first game of the season was tough mentally and physically. And it was hard not being out there with the guys and being able to play and contribute. But, obviously now I know I can't take, a game for granted. And like I said, just to be out there again playing is enough for me right now. And I'm just having fun and I'm trying to contribute as best I can.
It'll be an all-in-state rivalry when second-place Minnesota Duluth invades St. Cloud State. The Bulldogs picked up 4 points last weekend against the Broncos. In Game 1, UMD rode the nation's best power play unit, doubling up on Western, as we hear from Bruce Siski on the Bulldogs Radio Network.
Right corner brings it up the boards. Right point to Perunovic. Perunovic, a shot tipped on goal. Save is made. Rebound came loose, and they score! There's Lattero to make it 3-2!
UMD wins it 6-3, but Western got some revenge, taking the extra point in a shootout in Game 2. For more on the weekend ahead and the CBS Sports Network package of games, log on to nchchockey.com. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.